Plagueis kept his eyes on Law. Captain, I appreciate that you and your crew have many questions about me. But perhaps for the sake of simplicity, the two of us could speak privately for a moment? When she hesitated, he added, strictly in the interest of facilitating an agreement. Law glanced at everyone, then set her jaw and nodded. I won't be long, she told the Zabrak as he was exiting the bay, but keep us on vid anyway. The Zabrak shot Plagueis a gimlet stare as he spoke.
If you are long, we'll be returning soon enough.
Plagueis waited until he and La were alone. Thank you, Captain. She scowled.
Enough of the polite jabber. Who are you? And why didn't you leave Baldemnik aboard whatever craft brought you there?
Plagueis loosed an elaborate sigh. Before we go into any of that, suppose we assess the present situation squarely. I've stood away aboard your vessel in the hope of arranging quick passage to Munalist. Speaking in basic, Plagueis pronounced the word with a second N, silent. Fortunately for both of us, I'm in a position to reward you handsomely for transport. And of course, I'll cover the cost of whatever precious cargo I've ruined. You need only quote a reasonable price and the deal can be concluded. I assure you, Captain, that I am immune of my word.
Her eyes narrowed in misgiving. Leaving aside your identity for the moment, you know the important things. Your onward passage is a matter I'll have to take up with the crew.
Plagueis blinked in genuine confusion. I'm not sure I understand. You are the Wobegon's captain, are you not?
We're equals aboard this ship, La said. I don't make any major decisions without at least hearing everyone out. Whether those decisions involve the cargo we transport or where we deliver it. And while you're trying to make up your mind whether I'm noble or simply foolish, let me add that I don't care what you think of the arrangement. As you said, it's the situation.
Plagueis smiled without showing his teeth. In that case, Captain, I await the results of the summit.
La relaxed somewhat. You're going to have to sit tight in the meantime.
Plagueis took the conditions in stride. Take as much time as needed. The closer we get to Ithor, the closer I am to home.
The word stopped her cold. How do you know we're bound for Ithor?
The same way I know that your name is Elin La. Riding in her confusion, Plagueis said, I'm not a telepath, Captain La. After I selected your ship from among those on the field, I sliced into Baldemnik's spaceport network.
She tilted her head in a mix of interest and unease. Why the Wobegon, then?
Plagueis sniffed. I don't gamble, Captain, unless I know that the odds of winning are on my side. She snorted. That's not gambling.